Governor Earl Ray Tomlin gave his final State of the State address before a joint session of the West Virginia Legislature Wednesday night. Tomlin spent most of his speech highlighting administrative successes of the past year and previewing some minor pieces of legislation he will ask lawmakers to consider this year. But while it was brief, it's the governor's budget proposal that's receiving the most attention from members of the legislature. The Democratic governor is asking a Republican legislature to increase taxes in order to balance not just next year's budget, but to dig the state out of its current multi-million-dollar hole. $381 million. That's how much it will take West Virginia to close the budget gap for the 2016 fiscal year that ends in June. Usually during the State of the State address, the governor presents lawmakers with his budget proposal for the next fiscal year. But this year, Governor Tomlin is having to work double time, proposing a 2017 budget while balancing the current one.
Now, as we work to find new ways to ensure our tax base is both stable and more diverse, we must also seriously consider new revenue opportunities.
New revenue opportunities, new taxes. That's part of Tomlin's plan to make up the $381 million the state needs this fiscal year and meet revenue demands in 2017. Governor Tomlin, who campaigned in 2012 on a promise of no new taxes, is proposing two new revenue-generating measures. The first is a telecommunications tax that, in the most general sense, imposes the state's 6% sales tax on landline and cell phone bills. Tomlin's staff says if enacted by April 1st, the measure could bring in $10 million to help balance the 2016 budget and $60 million each year after. Then there's the tobacco tax hike.
Tonight, I am introducing legislation to increase our state's tobacco tax by 45 cents a pack to a total of $1. This increase will be considered too high by some and too low by others. But it strikes a balance that protects retailers in our border counties and discourages our young people from smoking while generating nearly $71.5 million annually in new revenue.
But the increase wouldn't just affect cigarettes. The sales tax on other tobacco products would increase from 7 to 12%, and e-cigarettes, which have gone untaxed so far, would see a 7.5-cent tax on every milliliter of e-liquids. Aside from helping to balance the 2016 budget, Tomlin also wants to dedicate $43 million of tobacco tax revenue to fund PEIA, the state public employee health insurance system that's facing some $120 million in cuts. The tobacco tax isn't a new idea for lawmakers, though. The House Democratic Caucus proposed increasing the rate by a dollar earlier this week, also dedicating that funding to PEIA. House Minority Leader Tim Miley says the tax increase would not just fund the ailing system, it would also deter many West Virginians from smoking altogether, allowing the state to reap the benefits of health care savings.
The concern we have about the governor's proposal to only raise the tobacco tax by 45 cents is that it won't result in a significant, if any, decrease in the number of smokers. And to be honest, we're not interested in making sure we maintain the same number of smokers in our state. We are interested in reducing the number of smokers in our state so we can become healthier.
Will he back a tobacco tax increase? Miley says yes. Will he back the governor's? Maybe. But Miley doesn't think his caucus can stomach the proposed phone tax, and neither does House Speaker Tim Armstead.
I believe that there's a reluctance to raise taxes to simply fill budget holes.
While he says he's not sure where exactly his caucus will find the money to fill the current budget gap, Armstead is adamant that more can be done to cut government spending before tax increases are necessary.
But it appears to me that this budget and these proposals from the governor are basically asking the people of West Virginia to step in and take more of their hard-earned money and to solve these issues. I think the people of West Virginia are asking us to tighten our belt first and to look at ways that we can make this budget more efficient, where we can cut spending rather than just saying, well, we just want to run out and raise more taxes to keep the budget basically where it was.
What Armstead is essentially saying is if Tomlin didn't make cuts to his proposed 2017 budget and is just offering tax hikes to make up for the state's declining revenues, it's not good enough. But Tomlin did make cuts. In fact, the 2017 base budget is $110 million less than the 2015 budget, a 3% decrease over 2 years. Tomlin officials say normally a state budget would increase by that much. Across the rotunda from Armstead, Senate Finance Chair Mike Hall says things don't look any better for the governor's proposal. But unlike Armstead, Hall doesn't see much more fat to trim from the general revenue budget.
If you're just going to slash into the general revenue expenditures, you would have to probably just end things.
He says, cut services, cut programs, cut jobs. Hall says, though, he's glad the governor started discussing revenue-generating proposals. He's hopeful that conversation can continue. Still, Tomlin's taxes are just a drop in the bucket compared to the overall budget gap the legislature will have to close before June. A majority of the money could come from 4 supplemental bills the governor is asking lawmakers to approve by the end of January, raiding accounts that contain one-time monies and taking some $52 million from the state's rainy day fund. But the tax increases are part of the package. Tax increases a Republican majority will need to pass for Tomlin's proposal to come to fruition. Oh, and did I mention it's an election year? For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.